Masechet Kelim Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about metal needles. Metal needles usually have two components to it. The ayin, which is the eye, where a thread is put through, and a mahat, the needle itself, which is how you put it through something. You could put it into a garment of clothing, for example, for sewing. Mishnah says, mahat shenital harira o uksa, tehora. If the eye or the point of a sewing needle is removed, it is tahor, it is no longer usable for sewing, and therefore it's not a keli anymore. Im hitkina lemituach teme'a, but if a person designated it for stretching woven cloth, then it can become tameh, because this type of function, stretching clothing, is doable even without a eye or a point. That means if a person were to take four of these types of needles and put them in the corner of a garment that you need to stretch out, you could do that because you don't need the eye, you don't need to put a thread in there, and you don't even need such a sharp point to stick it into a piece of wood on all four corners of a garment. Now that we spoke about the sewing needle, we'll talk about a needle used by people who make a sack. Sacks are made with coarse cloth that's very thick, and therefore the needle is wider and thicker than a normal one. If the eye of a needle made by sack makers was removed, the needle could still become tameh. Because a person could write with it. The needle is not fit anymore for sewing sacks, but it's wide enough to use as a writing tool. Nital uksa. But if the point is removed, tehora. It's tahor, because without a point, you cannot use it for writing either. Now we'll talk about a needle used for stretching woven cloth. Shel mituach ben kach u ben kach teme'ah. A needle made for stretching cloth could become tameh either way if the eye or the point or both are removed, because it could be used for stretching cloth even without these points. Like we mentioned earlier on, you didn't need any specific needles for this type of point with either one of those components. If a sewing needle became rusty, if the rust prevents the needle from being used for sewing, it's tahor, because it can't be used anymore. But if not, if the rust does not prevent it from being sewed, from sewing, then it is teme'ah, it remains able to become tameh because it still has function. Now we'll talk about a small fork that has curved teeth. Sinora shepeshata, the curved teeth of a small fork that were straightened out. A person would use this type of fork for roasting meat. The teeth of the fork are curved, so it could grip the meat or other types of things that it would be used for. Then, and if it's straightened out over here, tehora, it's tahor because it's not usable anymore. Kefafa, but if a person bent the teeth back to the original position, Hazra le tum'ata, it returns to its tum'ah. If the fork was tameh and then lost its tum'ah when the teeth were straightened out, it becomes tameh again when the teeth are returned to their original curved position.